CKLM FM 88.1 in Toronto, and well, thanks for all the people for filling in. Thanks for David and Sharon Cook. Sorry I couldn't be here this afternoon. Something came up, but of course there's always time for Bob. I always make time for Bob, and well, Bob is here. Of course, we have to begin with the theme music, which we haven't heard for a couple of weeks, and I'm not really sure why.
Earth under their control, God's vision, and through them, the city's radioactive home. We don't know what their game is, what their name is. Unpronounceable, we don't know what they came for, but what they aim for is impossible.
I hope everything is ironed out.
Well, you know what happened?
No.
You won't believe this. It turned out that the exes, who came in here and carted me off, they wanted to go see Frank and have a summit meeting with Mr. Zappa in Buffalo. So they hijacked Connie, set up an emergency here. I had to go. So I ended up in Buffalo last week.
That's the fourth Frank show this
in the past month, since February.
Yeah.
And but it was due to the exes, and I didn't mind seeing Frank again. But there's nothing more to say about that.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot on my mind today.
Yeah, let's have it.
Well, no, not necessarily related to Bob. There's just a few crises at home, you know,
Mike, yeah, you worry about the little things.
Oh, no, I just, we got evicted from our house. Did you hear about that?
Oh, we're going to talk about it on air?
It doesn't matter. Who cares? I mean, everyone's...
I know you guys.
Everyone's our friend, and there's these little things in life that pick up, so
how's that going? What are you going to do about it?
I don't know. I guess maybe we'll just...
Back to the parents?
No.
No. Start a fundraising drive?
No. I think the station needs the money more than I do right now.
You're being magnanimous.
Oh, stop it.
What a guy.
No, the thing is that Mike...
the kind of guy you are.
Tell me to shut up. Just for a second.
Just a minute. There's a point here that, Mike, it must be really bothering him because to need to vent it on the air, it shows how much he identifies with his audience, that you want to confess to them and confide anything
that
they're picking up.
Now that the Subgenius, though, is officially in print... And out.
Isn't that interesting? How life.
Talk about that.
Yeah, the yin yang of life. Right when you're feeling down, you get published.
The local cultural paper has picked up on
the oligarchs of the avant-garde. Yeah, the music gallery is published an interview with Mike, where he, in generally good taste, explains my function.
Yeah, it was fine.
Not totally pink, slightly pink, but you did an okay. They gave it lots of space.
Mm-hmm. And there is a little portion on the tape, you say?
Yeah, the famous section where we talk about the Wall Street crash is on the Music Works tape, and it's significant because it's the 10th anniversary of their organization.
Oh.
Wax Music Works. Mm-hmm. Wax Works, really. And a very good editorial by the editor, Gail Young, using my percepts. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of influence in there. Mm-hmm. And
Bob reaching into the avant-garde.
What?
Bob reaching into the avant-garde.
And Bob helping them out of the avant-garde.
Yeah.
So giving them a line to get out, a party line to ease their way out into a new strategy, which they hope to have for the next 10 years.
So I haven't actually seen this yet. Is this on the stands, or is it...
No, I went out to the subscribers, and it'll be on the stands, I guess, within a week or so. Mm-hmm. Music Works, and they need money, so we should promote them in the sense of getting a promo made for them.
Yeah. Okay. So, Bob resurfaces, surfaces yet again. Really, the first official media attention paid to your re-arrival here in Toronto.
Well, it was a historical interview in the sense it gave a mainstream coverage of my campaign, but now I am elected, so I imagine the magazine will do something new on me, featuring mainly me, maybe not so much you this time, Mike.
Yeah.
They may focus on my
I'm sure that was
chairmanship.
Just an oversight on their part, I'm sure.
Well, it's hard to perceive my work directly, and Wendy, I think was her name, who perceived your work on the radio, did not know the significance of the last half hour, which it's opaque, the purpose, especially a few months ago.
Yeah.
And so she focused on you, which is all right with me, because I was focusing on the air. But now that I am chairman of the Secret Council 10, I think I could probably communicate the effect of Slack in other media besides radio. Up to this point, I'm only effective on the air as an electrified situation. But since I'm in full control now, maybe a print medium could handle me. So that is something that Music Works can look forward to. See if they can pull that off.
Perhaps a whole issue dedicated to you, Bob.
It would be appropriate, Bob. Especially as we move into the 1989, 40 years after 1949. Remember the Dylan song, Days of 49? That's very important. Now, Mike, ask me something or anything else besides your eviction we can deal with. It's the yin and yang of life. It's the up and down, the pink and tub genius of life. You know, the dialectic, Mike.
Well, it's the 1,000th anniversary of the discovery of Ireland.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I just being a
oh, yeah,
a
I remember.
Scholar,
I remember.
A special battle to commemorate it today.
Yeah.
What was the Battle of the Boyne? Boyne, Boyne?
Coin,
or is that the defeat? The point is that I remember that now. I was the one who discovered Ireland.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was been credited to Vikings, I believe, but I'm sure you were on right on the headmast there. You know,
well, the Vikings, because it was...
You were on that boat. As the boat hit Ireland,
you were the first
one on the land. You know?
Yeah, I built the boat, and of course, it's involved in Finnegan's Wake. And
that's why I bring it up, of course.
Yeah, Finn. See, the Viking god Finn was planted in Dublin as a result of my work, and so... I guess it's appropriate on the second show. This is the second show? Yeah, the second show after my election. 2 is a balanced number. That we mentioned my origins 1,000 years ago.
Listen, do you have a little rant set up for us today? Or you?
I think, what time is it?
It's 22:06.
Okay, yeah. let's go to the tape.
Right,
I mean, I think after last week's rant, we had to do a little soft pedal, soft suffering.
Yeah, I did have a criticism last week. What was it? It was... a listener who had called up after the show. I remember there was another show we were doing that night. Jack Wright was in town.
Yeah.
And we went down, and John showed up at the Jack Wright show, and his criticism was that you, I might be paraphrasing, I should be delicate.
Be careful.
That sometimes you do talk a little too much about Bob, about the origins of Bob, and I think he wants to hear more about the media environment, the electric environment.
He likes the bottom-up analysis, the language of forms.
So rather than a bottoms-up person in terms of a top-down.
Well, if he...
That's just a personal whim, of course. You know.
Well, that's all right. If he's been listening for the last 6 months, I did a lot of bottom-up analysis.
That was the thing, John, too, is that he doesn't listen regularly, and it's very hard to jump right in.
Yeah, because if he's listening about the Bob stuff, which I'm going to concentrate on for a little while, because I'm releasing the files from the Secret Council 10 meetings up to the election over the last 15 years, there will be a little more emphasis on Bob himself and the top-down analysis style. But I did a lot on the Finnegan's Wake style of Bob as a language of formal analysis. So maybe he missed it. Maybe we could sell him our tapes of the back issues.
Yeah, I think he's leaving the country anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go to this week's Subgenius tape, and we'll come back and talk
all right.
In a while. Thanks, Bob.
It's sanctified in the church. It just ain't right.
I wouldn't have seen it. I wrote a poem. Can I give you a poem? There's a lot of slack in it.
Sure.
Okay. If I was a bike, I'd be a Harley. If I was a car, I'd be a Ford. If I was a girl, I'd have big tits. That's the kind of guy I am.
Well, speaking of poetry, we happen to have some real poetry here. This is actually a poem written by...
Unreal.
This is actually a poem written by King Fahd of Saudi Arabia, their new king, and he is a great admirer of Margaret Thatcher, Prime Minister of Britain. He had this poem written to celebrate Margaret Thatcher, and I'd like to read the choice sections of it.
Hello.
Yes?
Has anyone ever accused you of being square?
Are you still? Oh.
Constantly.
Venus was sculpted by man, but the far more attractive woman, Margaret Thatcher, was sculpted by Allah. Her cheeks as rosy as an English rose, her eyes as lovely as a female horse's. Her figure is more attractive than the figure of any cherished wife or coveted concubine. That brought tears to my eyes when I thought about, you know, he's right, Margaret.
So many wonderful subgenii are writing poetry, Hinckley.
And if you want to be a wife of Bob, too, right, P.O. Box 14306, Dallas, Texas.
In fact, we'd love to hear from the wife of Bob.
At this point, that the Subgenius Foundation is not a patriarchy or a leader-based organization.
No, Bob, well, it of course is and it isn't. Everything is and isn't. The isness of Bob says that the... But really, the way to handle...
Yeah, you really got him going now.
It's the doctrine of the short-duration personal savior that Bob is really behind. You need to tailor the...
I love Mike. I love Mike Dyer. Is it? All right, Mike, any comments or on to business?
Pretty low quality tape this week, wasn't it?
That's one of the old ones, yeah. Not yours.
Yeah.
But it has variety.
Yeah.
It has some of the old phone calls.
It's a statement.
Oh, yes. A definite statement pointing out that Pink's as figure and the Subgenius as ground. Pink's as figure. And Subgenius as ground. That's the figure ground paradigm from Gestalt therapy, you know, way back, 40 years ago. Gestalt. Something big. All right, but I'm very big and very tiny at the same times under electric conditions. This is for John, you know, a little bit of language of form discussion. There was a thought about John I had, and his comment. It was. It's interesting that he liked the talk about the electric. Well, it's interesting that he liked the talk about the electric environment because that talk is not in the files of the Secret Council 10 meetings from 73 till 88. And it was that knowledge, which Subgenius responded to immediately, that allowed me to influence certain people to win the election. I never used that language of form talk at the council meetings. That's why I will only do this file transcript reading occasionally, because it's a bit hard to take. It's true, but it tends to concentrate on content analysis, top-down analysis, the power of bureaucracy, which today, under electric conditions, is anemic. You know what I mean? Its effect as an item of fascination, as an object of interest, is... very anemic. But let me just read a follow-up statement to what I said last week. Because it was complete in itself last week, and as a result of such truth of top-down analysis radiating over the electric environment, former members of authority of the Secret Council of Ten, our English princes, suffered the next day.
Now, last week you were doing an historical analysis of sorts, weren't you?
Yeah, I was explaining the roots of the dilemma and the Secret Council of Ten that I've been involved with for over 10,000 years, at least in this form. But did you notice that as a result of this file last week being uttered on the air for the first time, the old power Pink Illuminati structure collapsed and weakened a bit? You had a few people taken off.
Keep going. I'm just going to...
Okay. But Prince Charles and Prince Andrew, I think it was, suffered accordingly last week, a day
Bob's
after.
Letters.
Yeah, Bob's letters. All right. Are you taking a call, Mike?
It's okay. Another crank.
Okay. So I think... Let's, as a result of me reading this week, let's see what happens to the present president of the United States, George Bush. I predict he will not last more than 4 months as a media king. And then look out, Gary Hart will be drafted. He had to drop out of the election campaign again so he could be drafted with Dukakis as vice president.
Preposterous? No way. Because as you'll see what I read today, the things I talked about at the meetings back in 1976 came true. Now, here's a sample, Mike, so bear with me, right? And John will be dealing with more bottom-up analysis in future readings. All right, this was a question the Secret Council of Ten asked me.
Another crank, I'm sorry.
Just Prince Charles' voice, you know. Sour.
That crack of a thought thing didn't go over.
Sour grapes.
Okay, I won't even ask.
Yeah, I don't. Take the questions later. Time's running low. Here we go, Mike. Let's watch the effects over the next 7 days as a result of me uttering this.
Okay, you have 3 minutes to change the world.
Okay. Here we go. Well, explain how I did change the world. The question was asked, the question in early 1976 at a Secret Council 10 meeting was, Bob, give us a rundown of the events for the next 8 months that will be of interest to Council 10 members. Well, Bob indicated that the movement of the Illuminati and the Pinks, that secret force which has been moving for several thousand years in its manipulation and control of the various governments of the Earth, this is that which shall come more and more to the attention of entities. This was given in 1976. That there shall be many rumors and whispers, and eventually it shall be brought into the spotlight. That certainly happened. Bob indicated, this is growing gradually and moving into attention throughout the remainder of 1976 and beyond. The Pink Rothschilds and Pink Rockefellers, being members of the Pink Illuminati, are finding certain difficulties, Bob indicated, in working together, and there is a breaking apart on certain levels. The action of this is such that there will be even more desire for their own force to attempt to reconcile their ways together. Bob suggested that a count of 12 be given at that point to the Secret Council of 10 by the Secret Council of 10. That was done, and Bob continued, indicating that the movement of the Rockefellers in their efforts to set up the 10 regional districts and create their new United Republic of America and to push his constitution on the American people is becoming increasingly difficult for him as we move through 1976. Bob indicated that the Rothschilds, this is very important, think of various Canadian financial interests and their rise to prominence in the 80s. Now, this was said by Bob in 1976. Remember Peter Newman called the Bronfmans the Rothschilds of the New World. Bob indicated that the Rothschilds, in the meantime, are expanding their interest and concerns into the American economy and are attempting to gain greater foothold in the United States. Bob indicated the Rothschilds are hoping when the Rockefeller brothers lose their power that they will pick up all that is lost. In the meantime, the Rockefellers have moved into Russia, Bob indicated, and are attempting to gain certain footholds there as well as in China. Their Chase Manhattan banks are established in both these countries at that time, which was 1976. Bob indicated that there is also that action whereby certain conservative industrialists in the United States are backing the actions of President Ford in such a manner that they are giving him a kind of independence which no president for the last 50 years has enjoyed in relation to the actions of being able to take charge of the government. Bob indicated that as a result of this action, President Ford is being allowed to push the Rockefeller brothers back toward their own end zone. No, toward their own end zone. That's a possessive adjective there. Their own end zone. And is becoming increasingly dangerous to their personal interests. Bob indicated that this conservative element of the industrialists in the United States is that which is having certain effects upon the economy and social programs in the United States in 1976. This may create, Bob predicted, a certain period of austerity, which certainly happened, but there are also other elements of a liberal nature which are watching and affecting this action and are prepared to move in and pick up where the conservatives leave off. I guess that will happen in 1989. Bob indicated that the Rockefeller brothers, now growing more and more desperate, are seriously considered in attempting to move toward nuclear war in the Middle East in order to gain more control of the Arab oil fields and in order to create a crisis abroad which will rally the American people around the power and industrial might of the Rockefeller banks, and in order to create a situation whereby the executive orders be used to mobilize and to set up the emergency programs in order to create a dictatorship within the United States. Bob indicated in 1976 their intentions are being exposed by members within their own camps, and that included me. There are also certain members within the hierarchy of the Pink Illuminati who are exposing certain elements and levels of their own action. That certainly would be Dr. Beter. Bob indicated this is likened unto the beast which is becoming so hungry for power that it is turning and devouring its own tentacles and parts. I think we'll just end off one last little sentence here. Bob indicated in 1976 that this is that which is growing more desperate, more intense, the beast chewing itself apart. Bob indicated that likewise there are certain elements within Russia which are moving through a certain type of metamorphosis and a humanitarian consciousness is beginning to settle upon certain aspects of Russian political life. The ambition of the past in Russia is beginning to fade somewhat, Bob said, and of course this is coming about. Now that was 12 years ago that Bob said that. I hope any libel suits will be handled by the appropriate forces.
Well, we didn't mention the Reichman's names. I think we're okay.
Mike said it. I love Mike.
I was hip.
You're a hip, Mike.
It's time to go.
Yeah, I guess it's, geez, it was fun. It was quick.
Sort of uninspired,
Yes, but Mike, that is the numbing effect. Watch the results over the next week. Watch what happens in the power structure. More injuries, more insurance claims. You watch. Pain and suffering will befall the pigs.
Who shot the Pope?
Military, the ours meaning America's military and intelligence services, put together initially and ostensibly for the purpose of defending America from foreign invasion or any kind of hostile threat from abroad, have in fact arrogated to themselves the total power of this society. They decided that they knew better than the democratic authorities in this country what was going on, and that they would eliminate anyone who got in their way. Some of the people who have gotten in their way were John and Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and at this point, several thousand other people of less fame than those others.
Because something is happening and you don't know what it is.
Find out who shot the Pope with Dave Emery and Nip Tuck every second Sunday morning at 10 on 88.1 CKLN.
March the 16th.